Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. What's up, gang? Guess what, guys? We have really good news.
Yeah, this is our last American Arts and Culture Review episode.
Yeah,
this is it. We're done. Thank you guys for listening. We're gonna go out with a bang. And
what we mean by that is we have guns.
We all have guns. We're pointed at Rod.
Yeah.
Rod's even pointing his gun at himself.
Yeah, I have two guns in my hands pointed both at me.
Well, you feel really bad for all the stuff you've done.
Yeah. I've done some bad stuff in my life.
And I feel bad that I haven't, seek revenge for your victims.
I feel bad I haven't called the cops once. Yeah. Like, we've enabled Rod.
Yeah.
And I think it's time we stop. Yeah. And that's why we've decided to end the podcast, because Rod needs to go away for a long time. The cops are on the way.
And you know what?
What?
Should we go out with a real bang?
How?
I'm talking about fucking Barbenheimer and
Tellerot. Oh,
and
with a bomb?
And say our real thoughts on these movies?
No.
Okay, never mind.
I mean, you're welcome to.
I already said, on the last episode, I said I didn't like the movie.
Didn't like what? Oppenheimer?
No, I didn't like Barbie.
Oh, right.
Loved
that's
Oppenheimer.
Messed up. That's so messed up.
Yeah.
To say you don't like Barbie?
Is this
like basically saying you hate women?
Which is why I think it plays into why we're ending the podcast.
Okay, we're ending the podcast for a couple reasons. Mainly ending it because the cops are on the way. They're taking Rod away. We don't know how to do this podcast without Rod.
Right.
Rod needs to go. He needs to get rehabilitated. Right, Rod? I mean, you need to figure out how, then you have to go back into society. It's going to take you a long time to
figure out how to reintroduce myself into society.
You got to knock on all those doors to tell people you're a pervert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All that stuff. In the meantime, Clay and I, we have stuff, movie stuff going on. We have to figure out how
we're scabbing is what we're saying.
You've got tour stuff, you got movie stuff, you guys
are busy and we need to figure out how to really focus on our stuff.
Yeah.
Also, we are filmmakers.
Yeah.
You know, as pretentious as that sounds, right, Clay?
Uh-huh.
I mean, we got gag me with a spoon every time I say that.
Yeah.
What about you? Gag you with a spoon, too?
Gag me with a spoon, Daddy.
Oh, you like
Rod,
that.
Sit down.
You like
Rod just squeezes his gun a little tighter.
Well, I'm being bad.
Rod, hold off for a second.
It's hard to jokingly make fun of movies when you're, desperately trying to make movies and stressing out.
That's why you don't know. Does Whit like Barbie or does he not? We'll literally never know.
I love it.
Oh, we do know. He loved it.
I love Barbie.
Yeah.
It's hard. You're second guessing your own stuff constantly and then trying to figure out how to publicly make fun of a movie without letting people how you actually feel about it.
I think the trouble that we ran into is we figured out what our podcast is when we describe an entire movie.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, gang, it gets old.
And there's not a lot of – when we started this podcast, what was it, 2018?
I used to love going
there
to
was,
movies.
There was 40 more movies to see every year that were fun to watch, and now there isn't. There's not a lot of movies to watch.
We gotta go watch Blue Beetle or something.
Or I watch an old movie, and that's no fun. What am I gonna describe the plot of The Verdict on here?
Yeah,
you described Seven one time.
Did I really describe Seven?
Yeah, the entire movie.
Yeah,
Seven.
See, that's pathetic.
It's not, dude. Come on,
it's cool.
It's cool, dude.
Who
it's cool
do you think wants to quit this podcast more?
I think you for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely, it's you.
Yeah.
You'd like to retool the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, hold
gang,
on.
We do. Listen, we do have something cooking.
Yeah, we have something.
But what's cooking, if you want to figure out what's cooking, it's on our Patreon. That's all we're going to say. Because the Patreon, that train's still running.
And that's about to pop off.
It's about to go off, gang.
And what we have cooking is I think I would say leans into our sensibilities more, and it's more professional. And it's something that hopefully we'll all be excited to come to and do every week. But yeah, I guess I want to quit it the most, then probably Clay.
Maybe, I guess.
What?
Well, I have the thing where I don't have to describe the movie, so I'm not as burned in.
Describing the movie is very hard.
That's the worst part of the podcast, is having to describe the movie. I get to jump in with goofs.
He gets to like press the buttons.
Yeah, but also I'm like, I'm sick of talking about these damn movies.
And yeah. I just like you guys being mean to me. Yeah, so.
Right.
I would never quit.
So yeah, I guess I'm next in line because Rod, he actually gets pleasure out of the
He's got that kind of, we're like his doms.
Yeah,
his
mind. You guys are just.
He's like, always calling us daddy. Yeah. we say Rod, no, uncle at best.
Yeah.
My two uncles.
Yeah. So we don't want to do this shit no more. Thank you to everybody who's been listening.
Right.
We're gonna sell off all of our merch.
Yeah, hoodies. If you go online right now, hoodies are for $20.
$20?
Yep.
That's you don't even want to make them 25.
Nope.
20 is pretty good. That's 20 is
pretty good.
More than half off.
Should I buy a hoodie?
Yeah, you should. So yeah, go get our merch because those are vintage now because they're never going to be made again. It's been a blast. I mean, some highlights for me is the first two episodes.
Yeah, it's all downhill.
And then after that, I sort of
what kind of when we used to go to downtown to do this.
Yeah,
it was fun going to downtown.
It was really fun at first because it was like, oh, this is interesting. I used to live down the street, and it was fun.
Our guests would always be like, do I have to pay $20 to park? And we go, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry about that.
That was really exciting stuff. And then we were sick. We got sick of going to downtown.
Then we started doing it at Clay's house, and Clay could no longer yell because he had neighbors. And that, I remember thinking right when we started doing that, like,
that's the death nail.
Well, this has really lost its spark.
Yeah.
Because Clay can't yell anymore.
Right.
And we lost the keyboard too, I think.
Keyboard's under my couch in my office.
No, I mean,
Clay refuses to bring my keyboard to the office.
It was a
office.
Big part.
I have a hard time bringing the iPad for the drops, dude. The last episode of this podcast is going to be dropless.
We've started doing this podcast. A lot of people don't know. I think it was like 2016 is when we first recorded a pilot.
Yeah.
This is the backstory. And the pilot was meant to be like, the little brother, it was at Earwolf, and it was meant to be the little brother podcast to Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah.
We recorded a pilot.
Oh, dude.
And some weird stuff that we could not have predicted happened. Rod wasn't part of it. That ruined our shot at getting a pilot at Earwolf, which would have been a pretty cool gig.
Honestly, crazy.
Dude,
that
I
they
forgot
did
about
podcast
that.
Pilots.
Yeah. And then, we had a person on the podcast who pretty much, I don't know, how would you describe it, Clay?
Didn't fully understand the bit.
Yeah.
Because we didn't fully inform them on the bit. And which is part of the charm of the bit. And they did not take it the way we thought they were going to take it.
They got mad.
And we were like, I don't want to do this.
They got mad at us, and Earwolf was like, well, nope to that.
Yeah.
And
Hayes was wildly confused.
With what?
In the room, I remember.
Hayes was confused as to why the person was mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't understand. He thought, yeah. And so then we took another 2 years off.
Yeah.
And then I met with the Forever Dog guys, and they were down to do it then, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's been really fun, and I appreciate, you know.
I remember the first episode.
Yeah.
Hard to break 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I think it broke. It was like 27 minutes.
Yeah.
But there was more of a structure back then.
Didn't you guys have to, like, pare it down? I wasn't there for the first episode.
Didn't
you? I thought you guys recorded a bunch of stuff and then cut it down.
I don't remember what
we did. Yeah.
But we used to back then go to, like, we would talk about going to the museum, or we would, you know, there was actual things that we would do.
Yeah.
And then there was a really long time period where neither of y'all ever did anything, and went to a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt really overwhelmed with having to go see movies all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it was around the time period of, I don't even remember what the movie was. And I want to go back to not having to ever do anything. I would like, you know, and I stopped doing stuff soon after that. And then it became three people who stopped mm-hmm. doing anything. I think the more that you travel, the less you ever want to do anything.
Or you get, yeah, we just get busy and it's hard to.
I put myself in a really good position. Why? Early on. In the show, I did a character where I wouldn't watch anything, and that was my bit.
Yeah,
that's actually the character that you've kept.
That I kept, and boy, was that the best decision.
Well, remember back then, I used to do the intro for the podcast too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. First episode, Predator, Ozark. With Bud Diaz.
Oh, talking about two things. That's crazy.
Okay, Venom was the next episode, A Star is Born. Florence and the Machine.
I don't even remember. Oh, I saw...
With Rodney Berry.
That was I saw Florence and the Machine in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are ones where, like, I didn't, like, write these.
Forever Dog wrote them.
Yeah. We had a Christmas special. Was our ninth episode?
God damn, I couldn't tell you what that was.
I have no idea, yeah.
Remember Bird Box?
Yes.
Yeah, Bird Box.
I do remember Bird Box. I remember Clay reviewing the movie with a hoodie on his head.
Yeah.
So he couldn't see.
Bird Boxed myself.
What about Bandersnatch? Remember that one?
Bandersnatch. Oh, yeah.
This was like when every Netflix movie was like, this is the biggest movie ever made.
Okay,
by Netflix.
So, Whit Clay, number one guest, but Anthony Diaz, and number one audience member. What was that bit about?
Oh, yeah. Rod was our number one audience member, and all of our guests were the number one guests.
Right.
So, it'd be like Joe Pera, number one guest.
Right.
And back then, everybody was a specialist in something. I think Joe was like a marriage specialist. Mm-hmm. Or...
Yeah.
Didn't he leave and come back as Martin Scorsese?
Yeah. Dude, this podcast used to be really good, dude.
It's sad when you look back and go, wow, we were better then.
Let's see here.
But damn, maybe nowadays I think people just like podcasts where people are yapping.
Like to hang out.
You know, that's what I thought. And I think I was right.
What?
People mainly, like, they are less into, like, the, oh, this podcast at the 5-minute mark. They do this bit and the whatever. They just want to hear people talk.
Yeah.
Episode 30. This was a big one for us. I Love You, Daddy, live.
Mm.
Oh, yep. Wow. The first live episode.
The first and only, I think, right?
Yeah.
Man.
Well.
And the first episode I missed, I think.
What?
Wait, that can't be
right.
Did
me and Whit do an episode just...
Yeah.
We've done a few. I know I've done episodes with Jess Clay.
I think the first episode I missed was episode 36. I was in Minnesota.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, for the new, you know, the new things we're going to do, we're going to care a lot about them. And getting rid of this podcast is going to give us the time and the space to really consider and plan and be excited about all the stuff we do in the future.
Work on some new ideas and the big picture
new
stuff.
Things. Rod's going to quit his day job, which is exciting for all of us.
Yeah.
That's why he needs to quit, is so that he can focus on Twitch. Right, Rod?
Yeah, that's why. So I can focus on Twitch.
Is that true?
Being a major Twitch streamer.
Wait, is that true?
I mean, I'm going to try and focus on Twitch more, yeah.
And you're quitting your day job?
Not immediately, no.
Okay. Well, Rod's going to really try, and he's also going to buy a car, which is exciting.
I'm not buying
really
a car.
I'm really excited
about that. Oh, he's going to buy a motorcycle. Sorry.
No,
do you want to know?
What if you buy your own bus? Would that make you?
No, because that's not... I mean, am I giving everybody rides?
What's like? I mean, you have a lot of to repay for.
Yeah, there's like a true community aspect to the buses.
So yeah, you're gonna give me and Clay rides everywhere we want to go.
Yeah. How many episodes do you think we did? What?
Fucking 4,000.
203. Isn't that crazy?
Well, plus all the episodes.
I mean, that doesn't count the Patreon. Patreon, we're at like number 185 or something.
And when did we stop, like, start not wanting to do it anymore? While we were prepping to make The Civil Dead? Is that really where it kicked into high gear?
I always enjoy doing the podcast.
But that's where we
would. The time when I was like, these guys hate me, they hate the podcast, was when you guys were editing
the golden one.
Oh, yeah.
That was like, you guys hate every, you hate me especially.
Yeah, especially you.
I was like, what's Rod doing here?
You guys hate the podcast, and you hate that I have to text, that I text
because
you.
Because we
it.
Had 2 weeks to edit something that needed like 2 months to edit.
Yeah, we were just bickering the whole time.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, this is bad. This is not fun.
Okay, well, yeah, what are some highlights here?
Of the podcast? All those, yeah. Those first like 20 were awesome.
Yeah, you're an early head.
I like a lot of it.
I mean, it's been really cool, like, performing, and when people come from the podcast, it's always fun in another state to talk about how Rod couldn't come because he's not allowed in Indiana.
Right.
That's probably my favorite thing to come out of the podcast.
You know what some people tell me is their favorite thing?
Hmm.
And I'm sorry, Rod, this has nothing to do with you. Or Alabama episodes.
Oh, those, we did what, like three?
Maybe like three or four.
Yeah, when you guys went.
People liked those.
But those were really, talk about not us just talking. Like, we were specifically going to, like, places to talk about.
We had to go pick up fireworks, then we lit one off while we were doing an episode.
That was early
days.
That
was basically Jackass, if you ask me. If you do the math, that's technically Jackass.
We weren't even a year into the podcast then, though.
That was when we first released Patreon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We had to do like two episodes.
Yeah. Well, it's also the community from the podcast, like watching The Civil Dead and
right
and you know things like that. That's been great.
Yeah, that was nice. And when we,
I'm gonna be honest, a lot of times after I do the podcast, no memory of what we did.
Yeah, same.
So it's like hard to be like that's my favorite part of it. I mean, I like hanging out with you guys and.
I got to say, I've only recently even figured out since the early days of doing the podcast, which I really liked, where me and Clay were like full-on dummies talking about movies.
Yeah.
That was really fun. Neither of us knew how to talk. Then there was a good like year or two where I was like, what is my place on this thing? And then like maybe like 3 months ago, I think I figured out my spot again on the pod.
Uh-huh.
That's been pretty fun.
Yeah. Remember the... I also really enjoyed one day we did 4 hours of podcasting.
At my old apartment?
At your old apartment.
What was that for?
We were like going at it. We went out of town. We did something, or maybe we were filming.
Oh, no. It was because we were about to go do the golden one, and those were the normal podcasts.
Right? No.
No, it was during COVID.
It was during COVID, so I think it was The Civil Dead, maybe?
I think maybe you were making Civil Dead.
No, because I was like deep into living at my current
house.
Yeah,
because we filmed at your
I do remember house. That, though.
Why did we do that?
Maybe someone was going out of town. Time off.
I think someone was going out of town.
But we also took a big chunk of time off during COVID. Like months.
Oh, right? Those are my least favorite, is all of the ones on Zoom.
Fuck
where
those,
we
dude.
Couldn't... I remember thinking, we couldn't, can't even think of anything to
outside
talk about.
Outside of gripe episodes, it was really tough.
Gripe episodes were pretty good on the Zooms.
The gripes were good, yeah.
Gripes was fun.
I think the first gripe one was great. It was called, I forgot what it was called. It was called Through the Vine. Wait. I couldn't fucking
heard
remember
it
what we
gripe? Heard it through the gripe
heard,
vine?
Heard it through the gripe wine.
Right. Wait, was the buffalo wing eating contest?
Yeah, that was... well, no, that wasn't an episode. That was just...
We should do that again.
Yeah, we should do that. And, hey, we might do it again if you follow us on fucking Patreon and continue with this journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just a thing to do during COVID when we were...
See, those are ideas. What we've talked about right now, those are all things that we actually put work into.
Yeah.
And we want to do that again, and that's why we don't want to do this podcast anymore, is because we're fed up. We're sick of having to come here and do it every day, every week. And so we're going to take a break, and that way we have the mental space to really come up with fun stuff.
Okay, gang,
to do.
Let's be honest here.
What, I'm 17 and you're 19?
I'm 35, bitch. You know that.
Oh. Yeah, don't try and say he's 19.
We like podcasting. That's just, and we'll just, it's just what we like. We just hate describing movies. I think it's just like our original idea. We're just sick of it. And that's the honest truth about all this. And I don't think, did we do any high concept episodes?
Not really.
We did the I Love You Daddy live show, which
just
was like
the whole idea of things being arts and culture based. It just gets old when you're constantly trying to make shit.
Yeah. Right. And also, sometimes you'll have an honest opinion on the movie, and it's not funny to tell people.
No, it feels bad, especially right now. Everything that's coming out sometimes is not good.
Except for Barbie, we can all agree. Because
it's like the funnest thing to do would be to hate on something, but you don't want to be a hater.
I don't want to be a fucking hater, especially when I'm making...
Yeah.
I go on stage... Here's how I think I feel this a little bit more than the guys, because I'm more embarrassed of who I am as a person than Rod and Clay.
Right.
So... As soon as I criticize something, I go, well, I'm talking about fucking whatever I just did, man. That's way more embarrassing than that.
I make fun of something that's really good, and I go, I'm a fucking alpha. Yeah. And I start barking at you dogs. I really do that, though.
Yeah.
I don't care how bad or good stuff I make is. I'll bark like an alpha after I say something stupid.
And I bark like a puppy.
That is true. Yeah. Not in a cute way, like in a way where it's like that
puppy
right
got hit.
I don't like to think about puppy getting hit. Oh no, that's bad.
Also, you might trigger the dog next door.
I don't think the dog's here.
You don't think he's with us anymore?
No. I used to have a dog that lived next to me that would yelp all nonstop throughout the night, and one time it stopped, and I thought. It's dead.
Yeah, it's not with us. No longer with us.
And then it started back again. But I remember feeling a little bit of relief.
Yeah.
Which is that bad, Rod?
Well, you were happy the dog stopped with barking.
Oh, wait. I got... Yeah. Okay, more high concept.
What?
We did a Christmas special that was filmed.
Mm-hmm.
And me, Rod, and Bud did a Hot Wing special. But that was only for Patreon.
The Hot Wing special was very fun.
That was very good.
And, it was so
and we did the 50 wings, but that's also not...
And I had the hottest exit of my life. It was bad.
Yeah. And I threw up so bad, I blew out a fucking blood vessel in my eye.
I've done that before.
What a dream that was.
What a dream game.
And then I do think that the Christmas special is funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Takes a while for it to cook. If you guys want to watch it, it's on our Patreon. Which I can't repeat this enough. We're still cooking over there.
Yeah. Steak dinners or
so
whatever you whatever.
Don't
your
jump
feed
ship,
is.
Gang. Or do, who cares? What's the low points here? The Zoom episodes?
Zoom. I'd say from the years 2020 to 2022.
Yeah,
end of 20. I remember feeling when we did the Christmas special, like, this is at a low for me.
Yeah.
This is the least on I've ever been in my life.
Uh-huh.
So I'd say those two full years for me personally are the low point.
The Zoom years.
Yeah.
The Zoom years are bad. Remember during the Zoom years, fucking Wit got COVID 14 times.
Yeah, but that didn't affect the podcast at all.
Well, COVID. Sometimes we would have to do
we had to do more Zooms because you would get COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, but we were doing them anyway.
No, we were doing...
No, we were...
Back, sometimes we would, like...
The last few times you got COVID, we were doing regular podcasts at Clay's house.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
Okay, I'm going to go through our...
I got fake COVID, though. I've decided it was... I was actually just talking to my doctor about it. I just got my knee shot up with acid.
Uh-huh.
But the last two times I got COVID, I didn't have any fucking symptoms.
How's the acid knee?
Acid knee's great.
Does it help?
So far, I've noticed, it takes me a little...
Rod, if you keep up what you're doing, outside of the podcast, you're going to get ass in your knee.
Or your knee in an ass.
That sounds good.
Wait. You're gonna get an ass. I'm gonna knee your ass.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I get what you're saying. I thought you meant it like sexual.
I thought I was getting an ass on my knee.
I thought.
Well, no, you are getting it. No, you're getting a knee on your ass.
Knee on my ass.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like Rod's gonna knee someone in the ass. Don't
let me not in a fun way.
Okay, so here's the. I'm looking at our Patreon. I mean, our fucking Instagram. First, I was posting memes. Love doing that.
Yeah, and that was right when you got those emoji guys.
Yeah,
the guy with the fedora.
Then on make videos. Radio. I would let people know about new episodes. And then we make videos for new episodes. And then I would do art for new episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Then remember Rod? We told Rod to take the Instagram
social media over? It, then I stopped doing art for a while. Actually, this art era of me goes on for a long time.
You did some good stuff.
Damn, dude, I'm fucking posting.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, we take a photo after every podcast.
Uh-huh. And then I... there's a time where I would make, like, little fucking...
I think this was a Wits idea.
I would edit videos that we would record live.
Remember the one where we taped our phones to our hats?
Mm-hmm.
We did 12 Gripes of Christmas. Don't remember that.
No clue.
Then, then I started doing videos, and we gave it to Rod. And then we had the Wit time period, where Wit would be the main poster.
I don't remember posting anything other than...
I think you mostly did Facetunes.
Did I? Oh, yeah, I would do Facetunes, and I would do... I did a video of, like, the guy from the... I don't even know what that is.
It says, there's a great meme of a guy crying, and he took a picture of himself, and he wrote something on Snapchat that says, "Feels like pure shit, I just want..." And then Whit filled that in and said, "Rod to do a middle part, because that's how the haircut was designed."
Oh, yeah, because I gave Rod a haircut, and he didn't abide by the rules of how the haircut was designed. That pissed me off.
A lot of face app on here.
And I made... The only thing I remember making is the video of the Joaquin and the Master, like, slamming the bed around and saying, "Clay, 2 days, no candy."
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, I see that right now.
Let's get there. Yeah, that's funny. See, and back then, you can even tell back then, like, we had our own little thing going.
Oh, yeah.
Which was that Clay liked candy and that Rod was not a good friend. Mm-hmm. I don't know what my thing was. That I gave Rod haircuts, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing our first casino posting.
When was the first time we... Did we drive to the casino one time and talk about that?
I think we did that a couple times.
Yeah. That was in 2022 is when I first...
I don't even remember how it went or anything.
Yeah.
Because back then we wouldn't play with our own money, did we? Or was it just Patreon?
Oh, can I say a low point
in
the podcast? Here's a low point, gang. And you guys might not agree, but... 24-hour stream.
Low point?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I thought it was going to be more fun or something, and it kind of just...
I thought that was fun.
I guess
fun.
So.
I mean, I gave you a makeover.
Uh-huh.
I don't really remember what else we did.
I think we just utilized... You know, we have an office space now.
Yeah.
We mostly just kind of goofed off and had a nice time.
Yeah.
I stayed up the whole time.
I slept for a little bit.
I went to sleep. For about 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
But you did leave the office.
I went to the casino.
And that was a good 4 hours of being gone.
No, it was maybe two. It was two hours.
Had to be three.
It's maybe two and a half.
Doesn't it take an hour and a half to get to the casino?
No, at nighttime that late, it was like 50 minutes.
I mean, we have the whole thing filmed, so.
And then I sat in my car for like an hour in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Waiting to get calls.
Looking at... stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's some great highlights, but those times are in the past.
Yeah.
We're moving forward.
We're moving forward at a great pace.
Yeah, and we're really grateful to everybody who's been listening.
Yeah.
And
if you like what you hear, you can continue.
Yeah. Thank you for paying attention to us and for enabling Rod with us.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's so kind of you. Thank you all for supporting me. And listening to the podcast is supporting me.
And we, you know, obviously we could have done better.
And supporting Rod is morally bad.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. don't be too.
Obviously, we could have done better over the last couple of years, but it's really hard when you have a friend who's a criminal who's involved in things.
Exactly.
A lot of the reason we didn't post is because it's a lot of the same reason when a lot of like the pervert assaulter kind of comics like got off of social media during the Me Too movement, right, or just like in general. Because they don't want another reason to remind people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's why we haven't been posting a lot about the podcast or taking it very seriously.
It just seems wrong to remind people that Rod's around kicking, and you know, maybe it'll be good that we post more so they know, like, maybe I won't go out tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think on that, that's probably a good note to end on.
Do you not want to end the thing under one more movie review? And we don't have to do Barbie.
Okay, let's end on The Verdict.
I've never seen The Verdict. Oh, that's perfect.
I don't think I've ever
seen it, Rod.
I don't all even right, know you're what gonna the love
this.
Is.
Should we just name this episode "Verdict Full Review"?
Yeah, we should. But you gotta take out a piece of paper if you're gonna, or you're put it on your I'll phone. Put it on at my least. Phone. All right. Let me know when you're ready.
You know how much we little thought we put into this thing, because we don't have any of the things that we don't have. The fucking keyboard, we don't have iPad, we're not doing drops.
This is really bare bones. This is where...
Okay, it's got kind it. Of like an unplugged so I got the name down. What year was this done?
1982. Yeah, The Verdict is a movie by Sidney Lumet.
That's like the Pet Rock 80s. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Pet Rock.
And the Chia Pet.
I want my MTV.
Yeah.
Right, you took it too far.
Yeah. So The Verdict is a movie by Sidney Lumet starring Paul Newman. Paul Newman is a washed-up actor. I mean, a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Who,
washed up at such a young age.
What?
Paul Newman?
Yeah.
He was washed up at such a young age.
Well, he's not that young. I think he's like 60.
Oh, Paul Oldman, you meant.
Oh.
Okay. So he likes playing pinball and drinking, and he goes and poses. He goes to funerals after looking at obituaries and poses as a friend of the deceased and goes to their widow and says, like, you know, I was a friend of your husband, and let me know if you need any legal help. And that's how he tries to get new clients. And then he comes back to his office one day, and his old buddy is there, who's a successful lawyer, who says, hey, why haven't you like looked at that case that I gave you 18 months ago? It's about to go to trial. Have you been working on it? And he goes, ah, shit, I forgot about that. And it's this case about a woman who was anesthetized improperly by some doctors
that's fucked up.
At this hospital that's owned by the Catholic Church. What and the so hell? They killed her. Or they didn't kill her. They made her into a vegetable.
Did you notice when you said Catholic Church, Rod saluted?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was that about?
Why are Rod's pants smaller? Oh. So he goes, all right, cool. So he's like, I got to meet with these people, right? So he scheduled a meeting for him tomorrow. Then he goes to the bar and drinks with all these people. Then he sees a hot babe at the bar,
hell yeah,
played by Charlotte Rampling. And he's like, hey, what's up?
Wait.
What?
You just moved right past that.
What?
You notice that?
What? Charlotte Rampling?
And you're saying it like it's not the weirdest thing you've ever said
Charlotte
in your life?
Rampling?
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 Yeah, it's like a baby ramp.
Yeah.
It's a Rampling.
Okay.
Do you not like that?
And Charlotte Rampling's like also a drunk.
What? Does There's two of these little fuckers?
Does that make you think it's a skateboard?
Yeah.
The skateboard movie?
Rampling?
Clay got his tech deck out right now.
Rampling sounds like a, like skateboarding aliens.
Yeah, it's a Rampling. It's a baby skateboard ramp. And she's kind of a drunk, too, and he's like, hang out with me. And she goes, no, I'm looking for an apartment. And he goes, all right. So like, and then the next morning, he puts a sign up on his office door. He has this crummy little office that says, as if his assistant wrote it, but he doesn't have an assistant, saying, like, out to lunch, be back soon. And then he comes there and he sees his two clients, the family of the woman who was killed almost.
Killed by the church.
Yeah, and goes like, they're like waiting outside the office. And he goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. My assistant had to take the day off and everything's messed up. I don't have the key to my office. She had it. So let's just meet in her little office, which is actually his office. Mm-hmm. And meets there. He's like, well, I'd love to take the case, you know. And the thing about this case is his friend hooked him up with it because he knows he feels bad for for Paul Newman because he knows Paul Newman is broke. And he's like, this will be a case where the Catholic Church won't want any news about it, so they'll
give you
pay
money.
You off like a couple $100,000.
It's a slam dunk
case. It's a slam dunk case. And Paul Newman goes, all right. And then he just, out of curiosity, goes to the hospital and visits the girl who was anesthetized. And she's like a vegetable, and he takes photos, and he starts to feel about it first time. And then he goes and he meets with the church, and they offer him $210,000. And the family of the girl would also know it's an easy slam dunk case. And so they're excited to get a settlement of, like, however much it is. And Paul Newman has this, like, moment where he's like, ah, shit, you know what? I think this case is fucked up, and I should try to win it.
We gotta get more.
Yeah.
Squeeze them.
And they need to be, like...
They need to be punished.
Punished, yeah. So he turns the money down. And there's this evil lawyer who's, like, so fancy, who's like, you know you don't want to go against me, man. Like, you're going to lose.
I'm going to whoop your
ass.
Just
take the settlement. He's like, no, I'm not doing it. So he goes in on him. He's trying to find a witness or a person to go on the stand. He finds this doctor who's like, yeah, man, what they did was wrong. I was there. And he's like, sick, I got my guy. So we won this case. And then that goes to trial. And guess who's not there? That doctor. And he's on some vacation in some island.
This is fucked up.
Because the Catholic Church, or the, you know, they found out that he was going to the stand and then sent him off.
They sent him to an island.
Yeah. So, you know, one thing leads to another. Then the family finds out that he turned down the settlement.
Uh-huh. And they're pissed.
Yeah.
Because that's good money.
They're pissed. They wanted that money. The dude hits them. It's a great performance by some guy.
You don't know who the guy is?
It's like Stone Choner, I think.
$200,000 back
Stone
in
Choner.
Stone Choner.
Back in 1980, that's basically $20 million now.
Yeah. It's a Stone Choner hit.
Do you have any pet rocks or Rubik's Cubes that you can buy?
How many games of Pac-Man?
Yeah. Clay, you yelled. That's like the old Clay.
I'm trying to bring everything back, dude.
I can't imagine you yelling.
I really don't want to.
He used to yell so much.
I know. Yeah. That was really funny.
It used to be the thing of the podcast.
Kind of just what yelling. I did.
Yeah, really, you yell really loud.
Slamming on the keyboard and yelling.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that guy's gone and he gets, you know, whatever. Then Paul Newman's constantly trying to get a nurse to go to the stand. And he goes to this one nurse and she won't do it. And she's like, all you lawyers care about is money. And like, I got to keep my job. And you're a whore. Everybody's a whore. And he's like, ah, Jesus Christ. And he goes, well, what about that other nurse who was there? And she's like, you're a whore. And I go, ah, fuck, I'm fucked. And he goes and he apologizes to the church and says, can I actually take that settlement now? He goes to the judge and he goes, I think I've lost this case. And the judge is like, no. Hank slams the door in his face. He's like, God damn it, I got to find that other nurse.
I fucked up bad.
That other nurse is missing. And so he gets the smart idea to go through that other nurse, the one nurse who called him a whore, her mail, to see who she's been calling. He finds the nurses where the nurse works, or
the hospital.
No, she doesn't. She's not a hospital. She's a teacher. She goes to the because all this stuff, like the woman getting turned into a vegetable, that happened 4 years earlier.
Like a cucumber.
Well, kind of. Imagine just like a cucumber in a bed. That's like what she is.
Rick and Morty?
No, never heard of it. Can you explain to me what it is?
Do you know Pickle Rick?
No. Can you explain to me what that is? Okay.
No, I'm not doing that.
I know what it is.
Can you explain it to me?
Rick from Rick and Morty?
Don't know. Can you explain to me what that is?
Rick and Morty is like, there's like a guy, like a scientist, and he has a friend. and they like little friend, and they like go on adventures together. And at one point, one of the little guy turns into a pickle.
Which one? The little fucker? Or
no, the
Rick.
Fucker.
The big fucker.
Yeah, his name's Rick.
Right.
And he says, "I'm Pickle Rick." Are you familiar with vegetables?
I know. I know. I brought up cucumber earlier.
There's other weird stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd like the show.
You think so?
Yeah, I think because you like weird stuff.
I can honestly say right now, this is the truth. Rick and Morty sucks.
Remember, dude, remember we saw the first episode?
Yeah.
Years before anyone saw
the first episode. Oh, yeah, while we were about to go into making Stone Quackers.
They were like, hey, there's this new cartoon that...
Well, do you want to see the pilot?
Yeah.
We said, sure, and they watched it, and the dude who was in charge like was flipping
out. Was like
out.
Looking at us, like watching
it's
it?
It's incredible.
This is the future of television.
And me and Clay walked away going, that shit sucked, right? That was bad.
Anyway, gang.
All right, so... We just felt completely gaslit by the whole group of people. So,
and you were wrong because it was the biggest show.
It was the biggest show.
It was, and this is why, you know, we can't be doing criticism because we're wrong at the end of the day.
We're wrong all the time.
So.
But I don't care. I'm an alpha.
Yeah. Where was I?
I don't know, dude.
The verdict?
I'm almost done.
He goes, finds the school where she works, this nurse. And is like, listen, it's messed up what happened. Will you please come to the stand? And she's like, okay, I will. She goes to the stand the next day in court and gives this incredible thing and this like whole speech. And the evil lawyer is like, well, I mean, why would we believe this woman? And she goes, because I saved the documents to prove that they weren't supposed to anesthetize this girl. And he goes, well, these weren't introduced early enough in the case, so judge, these shouldn't count. And neither should – she was not listed on people who were coming to the stand, so she should also not count. So to the jury, you have to rule everything that she said
out. Forget about it.
And they're like, ah, fuck. So Paul Newman's like, well, I lost. And he just buries his head in his hands. And then the jury goes away, and they come back, and they go, we find the church – in the hospital, guilty.
Woo!
Which kind of doesn't make sense because
like you're
they just said
you're
supposed
like,
to disregard all the evidence.
Right.
But then the church goes, I mean, the jury's like, we just think that it was messed up. And also, we think that they should get more than $600,000, which is like the standard amount that they were asked for. And the judge is like, okay. Oh, sorry. By the way, the judge was in cahoots with the church and the other lawyer the whole time. Okay. So the judge is mad. And then Paul Newman. Oh, and it's revealed. Do you want to know this, Clay? Because I really feel like you
love
this movie.
No, I do kind of want to see Verdict.
I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
All right. We'll stop at that. We'll stop there.
Anyway, Sidney Lumet did a great job.
Yeah, good for him. He's great.
I'm proud of him.
It's my favorite movie of his.
Better than Network?
Yep. Okay. In my mind. Because it's about a little guy scheming around town.
Yeah. You want to hear my review?
Yeah.
What do you give it?
I give it a 10 out of 10. Easy. Okay.
Right, Rob, give it.
Oh, it was an absolute 10 out of 10.
Hi, gang. My name is Clay Tatum, and this is my review of one of the biggest movies in the pet rock 80s.
Do you want me to play some music?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hold up. Okay, see. Okay.
He's going to find the music anytime.
Uh-huh. Everyone be quiet while Whit looks.
Yeah,
it helps him look.
We're going to figure this out.
Hi, gang. This is my review of Bird Rick. If you heard of Pickle Rick, this is the bird version. It stars Paul Oldman, but Whit calls him Paul Newman, even though he's the same age as an old bag that was made in the early 1400s. This movie basically stars aliens whose skateboard name Ramplings. Can you turn that down? Like a mix between aliens and a skateboard ramp. What the hell am I watching? Someone was nesticized? Like a bird's nest? Maybe the person that was nesticized was that bird Rick. The bird named Rick. And the last thing that happened in this movie, and this is by far my favorite part of the whole movie, this is how the movie ends, is what's the deal with stands? They should be called sits.
Really
and for
good.
That and everything else I said in the movie, give it 10 out of 10.
Wow, perfect score for a perfect movie.
Yep.
That's really good, Clay. Does it feel good?
Doing that again?
Does it make you want to go back to doing our old at Triple ACR again?
Can you turn that up real quick? What I did realize, there's a point where you had about 2 whole minutes of just pure describing a movie while I was writing stuff down.
Oh.
And I was like, maybe this type of podcast is not.
Well, you know what? I think that's good because now you can actually watch the movie and you don't actually know what I told you, because I know for a fact you would love it.
Yeah, and I didn't pay attention at all. I know about the vegetables.
But does that make you miss it? Are you going to miss it after just doing that?
Yeah, maybe. When's the last time we reviewed a movie like that?
Maybe like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah, it's been a real long time.
Maybe I'm just nostalgic.
Since you've written notes on a movie.
Yeah.
It sounds like we are like, I don't want it to sound like we're like mad at having to do the podcast.
Right.
Do you think that's how it sounds?
A little bit, a little bit. Yeah.
I mean, what we like hanging out.
Yeah, that's what I think. Listen, gang, there's some just stuff we're not telling you that you'll probably find out soon, okay, gang? So that's why we're being, like, weird. Here's the information you need to know. We're stopped doing American Arts and Culture Review. We're probably going to do something else. The Patreon's still kicking. We're still uploading there, no matter what. Okay, gang? And fun stuff's coming. In what form is it coming in? Who knows? But
it'll be here in the future.
We're like a Pokemon. We're starting as whatever Charizard was before Charizard, and now we're turning
Charmeleon?
Yes.
Or you mean Charmander, the first stage?
Charmander. We're Charmander. This podcast is Charmander. We're trying to turn into Charizard.
Is there a Char-girl? Girlder?
Stop jacking off.
Char-womander? No.
Char-girlder.
Because Pokemon's not woke.
Char-girlder.
No. Pokemon's not woke.
All
right. I don't know how else
I like
to tell
this Pokemon
you.
Now.
Yeah, me too. So if there's no Char-girlder, hopefully there's no Char-non-binary-der either.
Exactly.
There actually is one.
What the
heck? All right, gang. That's the podcast.
I'm happy we get to end on what I just said.
Do you want to like end on something else?
No.
No, I think it's
what's
good.
Your favorite? Let's end on this. Wit, I'll let you pick it. What's your favorite bit we've ever done? And I'll go into the archives. I'll take it out and I'll put it in.
In my memory, that Banksy thing was pretty funny.
Okay. Gang, you know what my favorite thing is?
Huh.
And we're not ending on it. So, gang, you have to, like, figure it out. I tried to kill myself because you said my poop smells funny.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was an early episode. Anyway, gang, all
right.
That's the podcast, and here's the final clip. Bye, gang.
Bye.
Well, what is your theory, Clay? You think it was on it? I guess it was on purpose because of what?
What the heck? Don't, my painting. Dang it.
Oh, we're watching the video
that's
right
Banksy.
Now.
Oh,
what's going on here? Who put a freaking shredder in my painting? I'm sorry. I didn't know. I was framing it, and I thought you wanted the shredder in it. What are you smoking, dude? I didn't want a freaking shredder in here. That's my freaking painting. Hey, Banksy, I know you're mad, but I'm mad too because I bought the dang thing. Okay, then
you let me do my scenario.
Okay, let me stop the
Facebook do some video. Badass music.
That was the video that we were watching.
Yeah, well, that's a video, but this is my
theory video.
Okay. That's his theory video. This is my theory video.
Okay, so
Buddy already told us what actually happened. So, but these are my theories.
All right, so let's
play some badass, cool music, some anarchy.
Okay, here's some anarchy music for you, pal.
Oh, okay.
this. Just when we walk past these doors, I'm going to take my painting and I'm going to make sure to sell it for many dollars to all these rich folk. These are the bigots of the world. There's people in this crowd right now that don't know nothing about what it's like to be blue collar like me, Banksy. So here we go. Let's put my painting down here. Hey, oi, booby, do you have the shredder? Okay.
Yes, I have the shredder right here.
Oh, thanks, booby.
Yes, do you need anything else?
Oh, yeah, I need you to hold this button.
And oh, it's a heavy button.
Yeah, but hold the button for me, mate.
Okay.
And as soon as someone bets all the pounds in the world, I want you to press a button, and boy, won't they know. Hey, Shippy.
Hey. Well, Chippy's not here, it's just me.
Oh, hey, Bobby, then.
Hey, Bobby.
Also, can you make sure to play the song London Calling?
Okay,
as let me soon put as it starts shredding.
Okay, so.
Alright, so highest bid.
I want for $40 million. I'll buy the painting. And I want to give him $40 million. And $40 million go to the painting man. And, oh, thank you. I can't wait to hang the painting on
the wall. Okay, here goes nothing.
Yeah, and I'm Banksy, and it's shredding right in front of him. There's nothing better than this.
Yeah. This plane is going perfect.
Thank you for your help, mate. We are the last original punk rock artists. Shepard Fairey ain't got nothing on me. Banksy out.
And me too. I'm out as well.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
See
bye,
you.
Bubby. Bye, Bubby.
Someone help me with this button. It's heavy.
I'll help you with the button.
Wait, Rod is here too. This is my friend Rod.